This is The View from Pluto. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz. The Indians enter the postseason as underdogs, despite running away with the Central Division title months ago. It's a stark contrast to last year, when many experts picked the Indians to win the World Series, and they lost early to the Yankees. WKSU commentator Terry Pluto joins me. Terry, it's hard to predict how the playoffs will go in baseball.
What happens in baseball? This is different than the NBA. You don't sit there in the NBA and go, well, there's four or five teams that really, really, really can win a title. Yeah, you have LeBron and the, you know, for all 8 years in the Eastern Conference, wherever he is, and then you have one or two superpowers in the West. So what you often want to do is play well enough to have that thing and then get hot in October. How about this? I have a theory. When you're playing a team that's better than you, like the Indians are playing the Astros.
The Astros are the defending World Series champions.
Right, and they play extremely well again this year to win their division. When your team is not as good as the other team, you want the series to be shorter, not longer. In other words, you would rather play best of five than best of seven. Just the longer it goes, the more likely the team with the better talent and more depth will win. Mm. So, in other words, I like the idea the Indians are playing the Astros in a shorter series. It kind of, like, more things could sort of help them go their way. Mm-hmm. I really believe, I remember in 2016, remember, nobody thought the Indians would beat the Red Sox. Nobody picked. I didn't pick them. Nobody did. Because remember, the Indians had all their starting pitchers hurt and everything. They jumped on Boston 2-0. They went to Fenway Park. The fans in Boston were walking in like they were going to an Irish wake already. I mean, they were, oh, we're done. Down 2-0, the Indians got up on them. Now, if you're playing best of seven, I don't think they feel that way.
Because there's really, time.
There's time.
They'll be starting with Corey Kluber and Carlos Carrasco, mm-hmm. who have been in really good form.
They have Mike Clevenger. They got really good pitching. Now, statistically, the only team in the American League whose pitchers were a little better than the Indians is Houston. So that's, I love the games because it heightens everything. And there is an unpredictability about baseball that you don't get, for example, in the NBA. Nobody's picking the Indians right now. Nobody. This is 2016 all over again. If I had to bet something on it, I'm not picking them either. But I could see in my head as in a scenario because of their pitching that allows them to win. And besides, Amanda, you love October baseball. You know what it's like.
Yeah, it's exciting.
Everything is heightened. Mm-hmm. And the fact that the Indians, you know, think about this. This is their fourth time in the playoffs the last 6 years. Third time in a row. If you're a baseball fan, this is what you really do live for to see.
I mean, one thing about fans is brought a little bit down to earth after last season when there was so much expectation, mm-hmm. and then it was just over so quickly to the Yankees.
Right. Right now, what I hear from Indians fans is nervousness. Do you really think? Like, they're trying to talk themselves into it, but can't. Mm-hmm. Because of the way the season played out. But you look at that, for example, we'll see how the front office was. You know, they made this move to bring in Josh Donaldson.
The third baseman.
Who has spent quite a bit of his career playing on teams in the postseason and who had leg injuries all year. They traded for him in September, and he played very well with the Indians after he came here. So far, he's been healthy. And you know why they did that? Because they look at their roster, and they said, we need help. So they went and brought him in, even if it's just a one-month rental, not for how he plays in September, but how he plays in October.
It's going to be an interesting series against Houston. Terry, thanks.
You're welcome, Amanda.
That's WKSU commentator Terry Pluto, who joins us Wednesday mornings to talk sports. The Indians open the best-of-five-game division series in Houston on Friday afternoon.